This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Several people are feared dead after two back-to-back massive earthquakes of magnitude 7.7 and 6.4 on Richter scale jolted Myanmar today. The massive quakes, whose epicenter was near Sagaing, led to the collapse of the iconic Awar Bridge in country's Mandalay, reportedly collapsed into Irrawaddy River and several buildings. Strong tremors were also felt around 900 km away in Thailand's capital Bangkok, forcing people to run out of their homes. People from several buildings were evacuated as they swayed due to the impact of the quake. Prime Minister of Thailand, Prithongtham Shinawatra, has declared a state of emergency. Thailand's Department of Disaster Prevention said the quake was felt in almost all regions of the country. Mild tremors were also felt in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquakes which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for the safety and well-being of the citizens of Myanmar and Thailand. He added that India stands ready to offer all possible assistance and asked the External Affairs Ministry to remain in touch with the governments of Myanmar and Thailand. The Indian Embassy is actively monitoring the situation in coordination with Thai authorities. As of now, no untoward incidents involving Indian citizens have been reported. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy advised Indian nationals in Thailand to contact the emergency number +66 61 88 19 218 in case of any emergency. It also confirmed that all members of the Indian Embassy in Bangkok and the consulate in Chiang Mai are safe. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India is closely following and tracking the treatment of minorities in Pakistan and taking up the matter at the international level. Responding to a question in Lok Sabha, Dr. Jaishankar said Indian representative at the UN Human Rights Council had recently pointed out that Pakistan is a country where human rights abuses, persecution of minorities and systematic erosion of democratic values are state policies.
We track very closely the treatment of minorities in Pakistan. That just in the month of February, there were 10 cases of atrocities against the Hindu community, 7 of them related to abduction and forcible conversion. There were 3 incidents relating to the Sikh community in Pakistan. In one case, a Sikh family was attacked. In another case, Sikh family was threatened because of the reopening of an old Gurdwara. There were 2 cases pertaining to the Ahmadiyya community. In one case, a mosque was sealed, in another case, 40 graves were desecrated. And there was one case pertaining to the Christian community.
We now take you live to the media briefing being held by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw in New Delhi on key decision taken by Union Cabinet today.
Benefits and significant disaster management related matters that will come. इसमें इस प्रोजेक्ट का 6,282 करोड़ का एस्टिमेट है और बेसिकली दोनों एरियाज को कनेक्ट करेगी और 2,00,000 हेक्टेयर का एडिशनल इरिगेशन पोटेंशियल इससे क्रिएट होगा. अररिया, पूर्णिया, किशनगंज, कटिहार, ये सारे जिले इससे बेनिफिट होंगे. अररिया, पूर्णिया, किशनगंज, कटिहार डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स, बिहार की इन सब डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स को इसका बेनिफिट मिलेगा. मैं तीसरे प्रोजेक्ट पे आता हूं. आज साथियों, किसानों के हित के लिए, अन्नदाताओं के हित के लिए एक और बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया है. आप सब जानते हैं कि फर्टिलाइजर्स का प्राइस जो कोविड के बाद में बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ गया दुनिया में, लेकिन प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किसानों के ऊपर बोझा नहीं आने दिया. डीएपी का प्राइस 1,350 रुपये पर 50 केजी बैग रहे, इसके लिए भारत सरकार 37,216 करोड़ रुपीस की सब्सिडी का भार सहन करेगी, लेकिन किसानों के ऊपर भार नहीं जाने देगी.
In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face hosts Chennai Super Kings this evening. The match will start from 7:30 PM. In squash, India's Anahat Singh and Abhay Singh have entered the singles finals of the Indian Open 2025 in Mumbai. Anahat will take on Helen Tang of Hong Kong in the title clash of women's singles this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:15 PM. And that is the end of this news bulletin.